Meekness, the adornment of the heart. We read in Galatians 5:22 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. In 1 Peter 3:4, we're told, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious." Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. Love is not arrogant. But as for you, O man of God, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The dictionary definition of meekness is yielding, obedient, compliant, biddable, tractable, acquiescent, deferential, unassuming, timid, unprotesting, unresisting, like a lamb to the slaughter, quiet, mild, gentle, docile, lamb-like, shy, diffident, tame, self-effacing. Oh, its antonym is assertive, self-control, bold, decisive, authoritative, self-assured, self-possessed, forthright and firm, insistent, determined, strong-willed, forceful, assured, commanding, emphatic, pushy. Oh, so often meekness is aligned with weakness rather than controlled strength. Some consider meekness is thinking meanly about oneself or others. The picture is often of rather a pathetic, timid little creature that wouldn't say boo to a goose. And yet Moses was meek, and Jesus was meek and lowly of heart, and we are told to learn of him. We are told to take his yoke of meekness on our shoulders. So meekness is not an inferiority complex or mean thinking of self or others. Meekness requires a sober contemplation about our own selves and others too. Indeed, in its scriptural context, meekness is a truly gracious virtue, a special quality that beautifies the character of the one that is meek, an indefinable grace that beautifully augments other godly traits and gifts. A man or woman gifted in areas that the world holds dear include intellectual capability, physical beauty, or athletic prowess, charismatic charm, artistic capacity, superior oratory skills, business acumen, technical understanding. Many become cool and critical towards others not so accomplished and not so competent as they. But the one that is meek and lowly of heart will be helpful to those less privileged, demonstrating a precious understanding towards them and a gracious empathy of spirit. In the believer, this grace of meekness is from the Spirit of God. It is an inner garment of humility that blossoms in his soul, not the merely self-developed, efflorescent characteristics of the natural man. In the child of God, this is precious, maturing fruit from the Holy Spirit of God, not the learned accomplishments or skills acquired via a rich, full and fleshly life. Where spiritual fruit is lacking in us, oh, let us seek the Lord for his increase in our lives. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Meekness of the soul will be the outworking of such spiritual fruit. We are to follow after this grace, which holds so high a price in the sight of God, and it will be developed as we take up his yoke and walk with him, who himself is meek and lowly of heart. Oh, let us seek the Lord for the increase of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and meekness will surely be one of the results of such earnest seeking. There are many promises that are associated with meekness, this poor relation of love and gentleness. We read that the meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord. The meek shall increase their joy in the Lord as well. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. The meek shall also inherit the earth. God will be a guide to the meek. He will lift up those that are meek. He has also promised to teach the meek his ways. He's promised to preach good tidings to the meek. He has promised to beautify them with salvation. Oh, it appears that the way of faith is also the way of meekness. Meekness may mean that we do not defend ourselves when we are misunderstood. Meekness may mean that we forbear from explaining or justifying our actions. Meekness may demand submission to unfair demands or unkind remarks. Meekness requires us to commit ourselves and our entire reputation to the Lord. For he is the righteous judge, and we can trust him in all things. Remember, he trod the way of meekness before you, demonstrating his humble, lowly, contrite heart, resigned, submissive, meek. We read in Matthew 11, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart." This was the way the master trod. Should not the servant tread it still? Do not let your adornment be merely outward. Rather let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty, even an ornament of a gentle, meek, and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is very precious. Go labour on, spend and be spent, thy joy to do the Father's will. It is the way the Master went, should not the servant tread it still? Go labour on, 'tis not for naught, thine earthly loss is heavenly gain. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises, what of men? Go labour on, enough, while here, if he shall praise thee, if he design, the willing heart to mark and cheer, no toil for him shall be in vain. Go labour on, your hands are weak, your knees are faint, your soul cast down. Yet falter not, the prize ye seek is near, a kingdom and a crown.